This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. Earlier this week, Hillary Clinton announced that she's running for president. The former senator and secretary of state promptly started her campaign by visiting Iowa. North Carolina is set to be a battleground state in this next election. A recent poll found that Clinton may have some work to do here. David McLennan is a political science professor at Meredith College, and he joins me now. Thanks very much for speaking with me.
Glad to be with you.
So what do recent poll numbers show about Hillary Clinton's chances in North Carolina?
Well, they're really about 50-50. Her disapproval numbers are about the same as her approval numbers. So half of likely voters say that they have problems with Hillary Clinton. And I think if you look more deeply and you look at the groups that Barack Obama used to win the presidency in 2008 and to make it very close in 2012 in North Carolina, Hillary Clinton is not running as strong with those constituent groups like minorities, even single women in urban areas are not as strong as they were for President Obama back in 2008.
And we've compared her now to President Obama, but what about how she was doing when she was running, let's say, 10 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, you know, by the time North Carolina voted, the primary was over. Secretary Clinton has some of the same issues she had 10 years ago in terms of what people think of her. I mean, she's been around for so long. I mean, there are very few people that are neutral about Hillary Clinton. And so I think that's very similar to the way it was back in 2008 when the primaries were going on. So I think what we found is that people are kind of extreme in their views of Hillary Clinton, either very much like her or very much dislike her.
Do you think that if you can kind of quantify whether that past history helps her and her name recognition and her very famous husband, do you think that there's more benefits to that or negatives?
Well, I think it depends on who you're talking to. I think, you know, for people who were remember the Clinton administration and remember her time in the Senate, even remember most of her time as Secretary of State, it's probably a wash. It's probably 50-50. I think people who are very supportive, Democrats, are very generally, very supportive of Clinton as they are Obama. Republicans are very much opposed to her. It's those people who are undecided or in the middle that, or young voters that don't have that history with Hillary Clinton. I mean, she's just introducing herself to this generation of college students. So I think Hillary Clinton needs to do to become president, or at least win North Carolina, is sort of rebrand herself in North Carolina for those groups that aren't already very polarized about her.
Really introducing herself to those new groups.
Yeah, I mean, I talk to my students, and I mean, yeah, they've seen her announcement video. They, you know, heard a little bit about her, but they don't have the same kind of knowledge base that I do or people of my generation do who remember quite vividly the Clinton years back in the 90s.
How important is North Carolina to the Clinton campaign, are you imagining?
Well, I think the North Carolina, as we've seen the last couple of elections, has been very important. I won't say it's the most important state. I mean, the Democrats have more pathways to get to 270 electoral votes, so just as President Obama did in his reelection campaign. You know, it's not necessarily critical, but, you know, as we've also seen, you know, North Carolina is a pretty good barometer of, if not the nation, then the South. And so Hillary Clinton would need to run well in states like Virginia, Florida, places like that, if she doesn't pick off North Carolina. But, you know, as tight as North Carolina is, if she could somehow impress those independents or uncommitted people right now and push through and win North Carolina, that would certainly make her road to the presidency quite a bit easier.
We now have three candidates for the Republican nomination for president. How do you think that those three individuals or the fighting or gunning for the Republican ticket will handle North Carolina as opposed to how, let's say, Hillary Clinton will?
Well, I think the three announced candidates and even the ones who are thinking hard about running for president on the Republican side. I mean, I think what North Carolina is on the Republican side is a fairly divided state. You have your sort of business conservatives, the business community, what we often call the establishment Republicans, and then the more social conservative or Tea Party side of the party. So I think you see someone like Ted Cruz, you know, he has strong appeal within the Tea Party community in North Carolina, and yet someone like Rubio tends to perform better within the more establishment side. And if Jeb Bush gets in the field, even though polls don't indicate he's highly popular in the state, I think he'll do quite well on the Republican side. So I think it's, you know, the next 6 to 8 months on the Republican side will matter a great deal in terms of North Carolina, particularly given that the Republican primary could be undecided. A nomination process could be undecided by the time North Carolina votes.
Well, thank you very much for speaking to me about it.
Well, I'm glad to speak with you.
David McLennan is a political science professor at Meredith College. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.